May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Well, howdy, howdy. This is the Cosmic Cowboy, Cosmic Love, for April 24th, 2021. And today I'll be discussing two compendiums that I've been working on and have published both of them now since the new moon 2 weeks ago. This is part of the 2021 Aquarian Spring Prelude series. And you might say that these compendiums represent some of the joy and the pain of global birth pangs, birth of the new Earth, as the Aquarian Age squeezes through the Earth Mother's birth canal for a complete metamorphosis of planetary culture in the image and likeness of Aquarian freedom with cosmic love. So this may be more information than you want, but I hope to highlight some insights into the general enlightenment process that is transforming our world very rapidly. So if you want to keep up with the lowdown and wise up for the takedown of the big lie with the whole truth that is censored by the lamestream media, stay tuned. But first, a cosmic weather report. Some of us are sensitive to barometric shifts in the weather, like, you know, before a storm comes in, and others are sensitive to psychometric shifts in the cosmic weather, like the last 2 days, as the sun moved from volatile Aries into stable, bullish, stubborn Taurus. On top of that big shift in global drama the last 2 days, we've seen three planets move into a tight conjunction in Taurus, you know, Venus, Mercury, and Uranus, and all of them are in strong square to Saturn in Aquarius. Now, that's too much to unpack for listeners who are new to quantum field astrology, psychology, but suffice to say there's a lot of intense co-creation tension in the collective consciousness of global humanity right now. And we've got a full moon in Scorpio on Monday. This is the time of the Wesak festival in the East. And for Buddhists, Wesak marks the birth, enlightenment, and death of the Buddha. And in the ageless wisdom, it's a living event, a time of great blessing for those who tune into the collective Buddhic field of love and devotion worldwide. So think about it, folks. This full moon can inspire global peace, joy, and cosmic love, vision, and the collective consciousness of global humanity. Yet at the same time, the mind of mankind is in great turmoil right now over mass pharmacide of the people around the world. For example, this last week, the lady who blew the cover on the whole plandemic scam, Dr. Judy Mekovich, she spoke out to warn us that the new vaccines are a killing machine. At the same time, we now have more than 100 million Americans vaxxed, many with two shots already. So what's the truth here, folks? And if the vaccines are truly harmful, how do we tell friends and family without harming them with the truth? I mean, what's the spiritual thing to do? Is it better to believe it's all good for the placebo effect to make it so? I mean, the opposite of the placebo effect, you know, the old sugar pill they gave them in experiments, and people believed that it was going to make them better, and they would get better because they believed it so. But the opposite of that placebo effect is the nocebo effect, which is like a curse when someone tells you that you only have so many months to live. That's interfering with someone's free will, and you don't want to do that because karma's a bitch and the payback isn't worth it. The whole world is going through this conundrum right now. I mean, if a vax victim believes he is a victim, will he be more likely to act like one? Would it be foolish to try to convince someone who is vaxxed that it's harmful, since that fear could be a self-fulfilling prophecy? In respect for everyone's sovereign free will, the best we can do is pray for their help, pray for everyone's health, and provide gentle counsel to keep your immune system strong, whether you've had the vaccine or not. So the good news is that Saturn in Aquarius is exactly trine the moon's north node in Gemini, which is to say that Aquarian infrastructure is matriculating the quantum field of cosmic love with the mind of God's geometrically ordered divinity. At least that's my take on things. The order of the universe. It's all in order. So with that rather long cosmic weather report, I'll go right into the first compendium compiled over this last weekend and published yesterday on Earth Day. If you're on a computer while listening to this, you might be able to pull up the show notes from today's episode on the Cosmic Love homepage on BBS Radio and follow along with the compendiums I'm discussing today. So enjoy the show. Let's go into the first compendium, which is about, you know, I call this one Thrival News with Aquarian Views. This was published yesterday on Earth Day, and the expression here is the spirit of this one, you might say, is in a little infographic at the top where it says, raise your vibes. We volunteered to come planet Earth at this time to raise the collective consciousness back to its original divine template. So here we are, folks. We have front row seats to one of the biggest dramas in Earth's history. This is amazing times, great time to be alive for the thrill of amazing developments and changes. And I call it the hero's journey, you know, from darkness to light. You know, the collective consciousness of global humanity is going through a major initiation at the cusp of Aquarius. So I thought at the beginning of this compendium I just sent out, I referenced the last two compendiums, and there's links to that, and the reason is because I had some technical problems. And some of you may not have received this. Some of those who are on my blog, and of course, any of you can email me contact me at cosmiclove@mcn.net and get on my list if you haven't so far. And I had some problems sending out to several thousand people on the list, and with some technical problems, some of you may not have got this, these last two compendiums. So I provided a link for that. And basically, the spirit is, you know, with some information I have here is keep the faith. Aquarian solutions are coming. So I begin with Thrive 2 trailer, and you'll be able to watch that full video now called Thrive 2. Those of you who have seen the Thrive movie, I think it's something like 60 million people or 45, 50, something like that. A million people have seen the Thrive movie worldwide. They had Foster Gamble, who is the one who sponsored and developed the first Thrive movie here back about 2011. And had him on my radio show and had a lot of response to that show. And those who have seen the Thrive movie are going to want to watch Thrive 2. So I've got the trailer here. Then you can go on from the trailer to watch the full movie. It says right up front, imagine if a film came along that exquisitely revealed cures for cancer, working free energy devices, unified field theory that Einstein was seeking, and an ethical playbook to transcend the political polarities, shredding relationships worldwide. Well, it's here today, and he goes, this is again, you can watch the trailer, watch the movie, Thrive 2. Thrive 2 is called This Is What It Takes, and it brings viewers behind the scenes with the people and inventions that have the power to transform life for everyone, unpacking the strategies, the science, and the principles that underlie the most potent solutions in energy, health, consciousness, and non-coercive, self-organizing systems. Thrive 2 brings a compelling evidence that illustrates a new paradigm of science that Einstein was seeking. unveiling for the layperson an emerging coherent theory of the unified field and all that it implies, inspiring trans-political grassroots decentralized solutions. Thrive 2 offers practical tools for reclaiming authority over our lives. From new sources of energy to breakthrough health cures, Thrive 2 provides the insights and resources needed for viewers to take steps in accessing and supporting the solutions that can truly create a world that works for everyone. So there's a little bit of an Aquarian vision here, Aquarian Age models of social, political, and economic systems for involving and evolving our individual and collective consciousness, solutions that are emerging, that is the future, and people want to get a real good sense of that future and how this technology is emerging. Highly recommend at least watch the trailer and ideally watch Thrive 2, the movie. So then I go into, I thought I have a very positive note before I go into some of the news with views, Thrival News with Aquarian Views, where I reference some of the things that are going on in the world right now. We're not in a golden age yet, folks. Light brings up all in like itself, and this Aquarian light of freedom and opportunity is challenging all those forces that are depriving us of freedom and opportunity. So those who are honest in good conscience will appreciate this compendium of vital news that they can share with loved ones who are struggling with massive media misinformation regarding the very real COVID vaccine dangers and agenda to end constitutional freedoms. This is a serious issue. So there's a little infographic here with a boiling pot on the stove, and it's called the boiling pot of globalism. And you got a couple of frogs boiling in that, the water is heating up. And basically, what's going on in the world with astrology, psychology, the cosmic weather, that things are heating up in the quantum soup, the energetics of the planet, the energetics of the collective consciousness, that this is, the time and the cycles with the astrology psychology that I reference with the link on quantum soup. And there's an article there, I provide. I'll be going into that, actually. I'll go into that article a little later when I get into the piece I published here about a week ago. But the astrology by Kaipacha is amazing for this time, explaining how things are heating up. And you can say that we've got a lot of mindless fear. The COVID psyop has been wearing off, but the big media globalists are cooking up more fear. We're seeing military-industrial warmongering is simmering in Ukraine, and medical-industrial pharmacide has already boiled over with what we're seeing in the media regarding COVID, and like the war for our hearts and minds in the media, telling us, everyone should be taking the vaccine and covering up, the deaths and the injuries that I'll be going into as being 15 times more deaths in the last 4 months than the last 15 years. We've had more deaths in the last 4 months from the vaccines, and you're not hearing about that. So that information on pharmacide is boiling over, and we've got the big tech globalists. They're cooking up these false flag scenarios, like the crisis that requires the vaccine, that all feeds into the Chinese-style cyber tyranny with passports. They're pushing the passports. They're coming out in Europe. They're coming out in New York City and across the United States. These passports that can be upgraded to a health, from a health passport to a money pass. With Social Security, social credit system for a money pass. And they, morphing Social Security into a social credit system and an internet pass. Like if you speak out too much, you're going to get lose your rights to the internet. But But this too shall pass. This is what we're being threatened with. I don't think it's going to come to that. I think there's too many people waking up and things are turning around. At least I want to think so. But this is the issue. I mean, in the meantime, the lockdown paradigm is collapsing. It's taken much longer than it should have, but the lockdown paradigm is collapsing. You can see the signs are all around us. You can read this article I've got on that, and you can watch what I refer to as the video of the year. And this is Lee Dundas, and she's speaking. It's a 17-minute speech. She delivered at a Health and Freedom Rally in Orange County, California. And Lee Dundas, if you don't know, is a human rights attorney. She's one of the white hats on President Trump's legal defense team. And she really goes into this. The Orange County, California here this last week, April 18th, what was that, 6 days ago. This is a video from that, and this is 17 minutes. This speech, will be remembered in history. She just lights the fire of freedom and opportunity in the hearts of her audience as she shows the parallel between the rise of tyranny in Nazi Germany under the banner of nationalism and the rise of tyranny in America under the banner of public health. I mean, her passion is contagious, and you'll be drawn to her call to action. This speech will be, like I say, remembered in history. And note in this speech, for those who are, you know, can listen, like in the future, if you're listening to the podcast, and you can pause the podcast and then watch the speech, the video that I've got in the link provided in the show notes, which is the narrative I'm largely following. Of course, I'm adding to it and qualifying it and going into more depth in some regards. But in her speech, twice she shows video clips where she mentions that in animal studies, all the ferrets injected with vaccines died after reinfection. Their autoimmune system went haywire. And there's a reference article I've got by Dr. Lee Merritt. And again, this is in the show notes on regarding the Aquarian Thrival piece that I just published the other day on Earth Day. And she explains how after being injected with this new mRNA technology, all the animals died after reinfection. All the animals died. Their autoimmune system went haywire. So this is causing far more deaths than we're being told. I'll be going into that later in this piece. But in the meantime, this is what we need to look for now. Rather than take the blame for crimes against humanity, you can be sure that deep state perpetrators will try to double down, blaming the rising death tolls on some new strain of killer virus that requires more vaccinations than digital vaccine passports. Unmitigated tyranny. This is their agenda. This is where they're going with this, folks. So if you still believe that digital vaccine passports are something made up by conspiracy theorists, there's this article that explains how digital vaccine passports are being rolled out in the European Union and simultaneously in the U.S. So, I mean, you still think this is just a conspiracy? This is where they're going with this, like I say. You know, watch what they do, not what they say. So there's another must-watch video. Now, this video is really amazing. This was also at that the Tulsa Health and Freedom Conference from a week ago here on April 16th. And this is by Dr. Simon Gold. And she's with America's Frontline Doctors. She's spokesperson for them. And this is a powerful video called The Religion of Public Health. By Dr. Simone Gold. So I would hope you would skip to the 9 minutes where her presentation, Dr. Gold's presentation, begins. There's a whole bunch of introductory type stuff and kind of a promotional. I think the sponsor of the event was talking first, but you can skip in that video to my 9 minutes. That's where her presentation begins. And basically what they're saying here is we're all being lied to. And people don't have to die. So it's like a reality report. I mean, it's a straight skinny on the deep doo-doo. And it's a great video to watch. And this whole post, Aquarian Thrive, will be good to send on to friends for people to watch the two videos, if nothing else, from this Tulsa Health and Freedom Conference. And again, Dr. Simone and Lee Dundas were both speakers at this event, keynote speakers. So we've got some serious stuff going on, folks. There was an article here about a week ago, actually 3 days ago, from Technocracy News, that scientific ethics crater as vaccine makers ditch control groups. So because their gene therapy technology cannot be seen to be wrong, technocrat-minded vaccine makers are ditching the proven method of using double-blind trial studies to prove efficacy and risk of their treatments. And without a control group, trials are essentially worthless and misleading. And we're all just guinea pigs in a giant medical experiment. But this is what's going on. They're ditching these control groups, folks. They can't have a study, double-blind study, to prove efficacy and risk of the treatments, because it would show that they're harmful. So they're just ditching them. This is really just crazy. So there's an article here called "More Vaccine Deaths Reported in 4 Months Than the Past 15 Years." And I mentioned this earlier on in the presentation today. This is from just yesterday. It was published at vaccineimpact.com. More vaccine deaths reported in 4 months in the past 15 years. This is from the CDC, who's saying that 3,486 dead and 86,080 injuries following these experimental COVID injections. And this is through to April 20th, 2021, just, you know, a few days ago. Now, they're saying, the CDC is saying 3,486 dead. You can multiply these numbers by about 100 due to the massive CDC unreporting of actual numbers for numerous reasons. I've reported on this, I believe even in my last show, that the numbers that they're providing the CDC, because of their reporting protocols, very few people around the United States report to the CDC, and their reporting protocols are difficult enough that a lot of them don't get reported, and that's their intention. They don't want to show the response to their vaccinations as killing a lot of people. I mean, we all know that they greatly inflated the number of infections to push for mass vaccination, you know, pharmacide, and now they're greatly deflating the disastrous effect, and of course they're making a killing in the process. You know, Bill Gates has a eugenics agenda, has come from a family of eugenics people, and of course this is what we're seeing, and people can't believe it, don't want to believe it, and I can't even talk about that because people don't want to believe that this is pharmacide, this is mass genocide. So bottom line is, you know, action plan, what can you do? And I've got an article I finish up with that you can click on, and the article's called "It's Time to Open Things Up." And you can write your representative, your Congress critter, you know, representative, or write letters to the editor. Here's some content ideas. Actually, this was a letter to the editor I had published on Earth Day, April 22nd. That was 2 days ago from this live presentation today. So you can take this letter to the editor with some content ideas that you can personalize for your local newspaper, or you can modify it for a letter to your congressional representatives. It was, like I say, it was published in the Livingston Enterprise on April 22nd. Here's what I said. COVID fraud has led to medical tyranny, with all evidence now showing that the consequence of lockdowns has been worse than the disease. A public records request has been filed for the local health department to provide evidence of justification for continued emergency lockdown restrictions, including the local rodeo, you know, because basically it's not an emergency anymore. It's not an emergency. People aren't dying from COVID. They're dying from other things, and they're still calling it COVID, but that's, anyway, This request is to investigate whether continued emergency declaration and mandates constitute an unwarranted government overreach into and control of private citizens' affairs. There's now plenty of evidence showing that the COVID-19 virus has never been isolated and that PCR testing was rigged to show false positives with a false narrative that infection was pandemic. Mainstream media has created an extreme climate of fear of disease and death based on junk science and fake test results. Park County citizens have watched health department mandates destroy their financial livelihoods with increasing crime, divorce, bankruptcy, suicide, drug and alcohol addiction, school dropouts, spousal abuse, mental illness, and more. Like I say, well, the treatment's been worse than the cause. So vast stretches of America have descended into deep economic hopelessness. This is criminal fraud on a massive scale. So in the name of public health, BS as a bogus belief system has compelled suspension of core constitutional freedoms of speech, assembly, religion, and even the right to bear arms. Chief medical advisor to Joe Biden, Anthony Fauci, is now appearing on TV to advocate for more gun control. Other political agendas include vaccine passports that are later upgraded to money passports with a social credit system like communist China has. And there's the internet passport. If your dissent is too vocal, you'll be disappeared from the internet. Access forbidden. They're doing this in China, folks. They're doing this in Europe in places. And if we don't stop it now, that's where it's going. So it's time to wise up and rise up with collective contempt for health tyranny. So let's finally open up our stores and venues for social gatherings, singing and dancing. The Livingston Rodeo has every right to go back to normal. So Christopher Rudy Livingston, you could say that your community has every right to go back to normal. Your events that you usually have your county fairs or whatever, you can personalize it in a custom letter to the editor. And go ahead and use any part of this letter to the editor you want. I'm just providing it as a kind of a model, a template. It's not exactly boilerplate. You can't use it all. You need to personalize it for your congressional representative or your local newspaper. So that's that piece. And for those who want more information, there's some infographic at the bottom of that piece on Aquarian Thrival, Aquarian News. And the other piece I wanted to reference was published about a week ago, actually April 15th. Was it April 15th? Yeah. April 17th, actually. And it's called Keep in Mind, Big Love Just in Time, Higher Power as Aquarian, Power of Love. Now, I reference this as a Keepers of Frequency, KOF, Keepers of Frequency, Special Edition, Faith-Based Victory Virtues versus Fear-Based Victim Dictum. And this was the piece that began by talking about things that are heating up in the quantum soup. And that's reference to back on April 15th, Kaipacha Kaipacha is the astrologer. I've had him on my radio show. He's really brilliant. And in this link I provided on quantum astrology for the soul by Kaipacha, it's a link that goes to that part of the video where he's talking about specifically what's going on in the quantum field that resonates with the collective consciousness of humanity, how it's all connected. There's a paradigm shift occurring with the Aquarian frequency shift, and that these energies are corresponding to what happened with the American Revolution, 200 and some years ago. And there's the same energies and the same cycles. There's different cycles of initiation, of waking up, just this great awakening that's happening in the collective consciousness. There's references to that. He has talked about specifically how the astrology at this time globally relates to the revolution in consciousness that occurred in the United States, that occurred to found the United, for the founding of the United States of America a few hundred years ago, and how now it's a global affair. And we've seen in just the last 100 years, with the discovery of outer planets, Neptune, Jupiter, Uranus, Pluto, there was a direct correspondence with the, you might say, the awakening of the collective consciousness for the discovering of these outer planets, which are really step-down generators for the deep field energies of cosmos, stepping down the energies into the quantum field of Earth and the quantum field, the torus field between our ears, you know, the left and right hemispheres, as corresponds holistically, holographically to the eastern and western hemispheres of the Earth and collective consciousness. Again, how the Chinese, you know, they write and think, the right brain dominant, because, and they read on a page right to left because they're right brain dominant. And the Western Hemisphere, we're more left brain dominant, and we read left to right on a page. Our whole evolution of consciousness and writing and communications evolved in the way from left to right because we're left brain dominant. So this is kind of an amazing synchronicity that's going on. The evolution on Earth as it is in heaven, cosmos, because of the bioenergetics, in the quantum field. So anyway, that's getting off on that subject a little bit, but it's fascinating to understand that it's all in divine order. The Aquarian frequency shift, there's a link on that, goes into what's going on with the shift of energies and consciousness as we move into Aquarius. So there's a great awakening going on that's redirecting the globalist agenda for Orwellian totalitarianism as people worldwide become aware of that treasonous treachery and how good things can be, you know, how bad things are and how good things can be. So the self-evident truth, knowing the options, is a self-evident choice to see the good and make it so. So be aware that the, so to speak, evil deep state dragon is mortally wounded and thrashing around with great fear and anger, wanting everyone to be as fearful and angry as it is. So don't buy it. Keep the faith in higher power. And there's a quote I reference here by Daniel Webster: all it takes for evil to rule a land is for good men to remain silent. So here's an opportunity to speak up and an encouragement to do so for light workers, light sharers, love makers, and keepers of the frequency. The frequency of 5D love and action, as in frequently, you know, Web 3.0, is the Holy Spirit that matters globally with a universal interactive interface for golden age models of telecom with telecare and telecommerce, the media, medical, market, megatrends to culture, TLC, social conscience, with a new common sense, unified field framed by the law of the angles of G-O-D, geometric order of divinity, and centered with the language of the angels of heart coherent love. You know, heart coherence, which is a frequency of holy compassion. It's actually a golden ratio algorithm of the heart rhythm when you're in a frequency of holy compassion, love, joy, and it is a frequency. So I go into this compendium of news with Vital Views, and the first video right at the top, it's so excellent. It was from April 5th by way of Robert David Steele, who I've had on my radio show a couple times. Robert David Steele is a brilliant guy on the Internet. His website is Phi Beta, Oda.net. Anyway, the source there is in the video. And the video is called Crimes Against Humanity. It's by way of this individual. He's an MD and CEO, Cole Diagnostics, regarding the COVID, the vaccine, and treatments. It's brilliant. It exposes the crime of the giant cover-up and the big lie for what it is. So I provide a note here. You know, for the last year, Robert David Steele has been relentless in exposing the pandemic as a huge hoax, an unabashed fraud, and a giant psyop. And so have I. I've been losing a lot of friends in the process, while likewise gaining a lot of new true blue friends. You know, so thanks to all for caring to share this with others. This is an excellent video. Those who will read my compendiums, I try to put the most important ones right up front, and that's what I did with this one. And then I provide an audio from the Corbet Report. James Corbet is a brilliant guy who provides incredible documentaries on what's really going on, and this is some of the most important developments in open-source intelligent news and what he's saying. And he's got story one and story two, which I reference here, that are underlined and emphasized, that for more details you can go into them. But what Corbett James is saying is that the 9/11 terror security state is morphing into the 2021 biosecurity state. And he's had a documentary on this before, and he's giving reference to this and saying that they're going to try to connect our health passport, you know, this digital vaccine passport, with a money pass and an internet pass, and they'll all be connected. And so the first story goes into how judges are imposing a new type of censorship, you know, banned from the internet, an internet pass. The second story goes into how the World Economic Forum warns of a cyber attack leading to systemic collapse of the global financial system. Again, this would be a false flag that they want to create these passes. You know, a health passport, money passport, internet passport. Again, this too shall pass, but in the meantime, this is going to, looks like it's going to be in our face for a while. So note how all dissent on this in the mainstream media, any reference to all this is blatantly censored, deplatformed, censored. And I have here the quote by Voltaire, quite a famous quote, where he said, "To learn who rules over you, simply find out who you are not allowed to criticize." Big media, big tech, deep state, etc. So. Another article here from SovereignDemand.com says YouTube censors medical experts who challenge medical tyranny. So are you ready for this week's absurdity? Here's our Friday roll-up of the most ridiculous stories from around the world that we are told are threats to our health, liberty, prosperity, and on occasion, inspiring poetic justice. This is kind of a compendium of this article. From Sovereignty Man is a kind of compendium of crazy stuff going on in the world regarding this whole agenda of the deep state to create and manage another false flag with the cyber attack into a totalitarian new world order. So that article is interesting, and it's followed by another one called 18 Reasons I Won't Be Getting a COVID Vaccine. This is from childrenshealthdefense.org. And it goes into the history, a history of attempts to make coronavirus vaccines. And there have been many attempts to make viral vaccines in the past that ended in utter failure. Can you see the reasons why? And that's a good synopsis for people that are wondering, you know, how safe and effective are these new vaccines? And I think I've been nailing that pretty well. But anyway, there's another article here from naturalnews.com that says CNN told producers to lie and fearmonger about COVID-19 deaths for ratings. Project Veritas has exposed this, done it again with a brilliant expose, this time by outing fake news giant CNN for fearmongering about the Wuhan coronavirus. So I think we all know that by now that the whole thing has been fearmongered from the beginning for the agenda of these vaccine passports, which are, like I say, kind of like a gateway drug leading to Chinification with the totalitarian social credit system. And there's a great video by Paul Joseph Wilson from April 6th The Truth About Vaccine Passports, and that's a 12-minute video, good synopsis. And the 1-2 punch is followed by a great video by Russell Brand, Vaccine Passports. This is where it leads. Russell Brand also is a guy that sometimes can be brilliant. This is a brilliant little synopsis on Vaccine Passport and where it's leading. He's saying the same things. It's leading to these, the health passport, vaccine passport is leading to a money passport and an internet passport. He says the vaccination passports are creating public and political dispute across the world. In this debate, a matter of civil liberties, is this debate a matter of civil liberties, and can the state compel you to take a vaccine with the reward of everyday freedoms? In other words, you won't have freedom until you get a vaccine. Of course, they said we won't have lockdowns until we get a vaccine. We're getting the vaccine. The lockdowns are continuing. So there's not a good track record with what they've been doing, folks. And there's an article here from Fox News that Chelsea Clinton is prompting Facebook to censor Tucker Carlson because Tucker Carlson came out with some obvious questions about vaccines, like when do we get our freedoms back? Like they're taking away our freedoms and saying if you all get vaccinated, we'll be able to get our freedoms back. But they haven't been doing that. With people been getting vaccinated, and they'll always say it's not enough. It's not enough. You just got to have more lockdowns. We got to have more mask wearing, social distancing, no more freedom of speech, assembly, petition, government, no more freedom of the press, no more of our core constitutional freedoms until we get a more vaccine. This is what they're doing. So keep your head while everyone else is losing theirs. Fauci and the CDC have not been able to answer the basic questions, when we're going to have freedoms back, except with contradictory obfuscation. I mean, it's like a never-ending story. If it's of more lockdowns, this has become, so to speak, their new normal. And we've got to basically just snap out of it. And like I say, keep your head while others are losing theirs. History has shown that centralized governments have never returned freedom they've taken away without a decentralized grassroots revolution. We've seen a decentralized grassroots revolution with the global computer internet revolution, which has increasingly decentralized the world with instant, everywhere, and interactive global village common sense. And that's where we're at now, folks, at least on the internet of collective best for all social conscience. In other words, on the internet, in the quantum field, the first principle on the internet is how it's all connected. It's a unified field. You know, we're all one. Unity consciousness. Or social conscience. Social conscience with a capital C, as in conscious of how we are conscious with a conscience, you know, with a moral compass, moral imperative. And I love the quote by Gautama Buddha. Again, this is Wesak, full moon coming up on Monday. It's actually Tuesday in the East. It's Monday in the West because of time zones. But Gautama Buddha has said that the only real failure in life is not to be true to the best one knows. We're accountable for what we know. Those who listen to this show are accountable for a lot more than those who don't know what's going on or, in a sense, innocent. So there is the saying that innocence is bliss. Fact is, innocence, the inner sense, inner sense is really where the bliss is. The inner sense of God, love, joy, unity, consciousness, that's where the bliss is. So being true to what one knows, we're accountable for as much and as well as we know better. And when you know better, you're compelled to do better. Like caring to share what you know with others, not to impose your will on others, But basically, to share information that people, if they want to know better, they can do better. And if you're a good source of information, and if you're not too preachy, which I try not to be, I do this work with these compendiums for myself, you know, like enlightened self-interest. I want to know what's going on. And as I find out, I, you know, do these compendiums and I share it with others. And some people don't have the time, like I do, this is my job, so to speak, week to week, that some people don't have the time to sort all this out and appreciate what I'm doing. And I hope that's the case with you if you're listening, because I try to provide a synopsis of how good things can be within the context of how bad things are. And we, again, we appreciate the light because of the darkness. If it wasn't for all the insanity in the world right now, we wouldn't appreciate the light of truth and sanity. You know, we'd take it for granted. We would think it's all okay, the justice that just is. And it's like someone that's got all trines in their chart, life, you know, in their astrology and their natal chart, life comes really easy for them and they take it for granted. Whereas people that have squares and oppositions and, you know, in their natal chart, they have some challenges, they have some creative tension. And that's kind of, you know, the issue today. Some people are, you know, get along by going along, and they just want to, you know, go with the flow and be in the harmony with whatever's going on. Other people, you know, they basically want to know better and do better and be responsible for what they know in terms of how things can be better in our social, political, economic institutions that are going through a major metamorphosis right now. So true innocence, innocence is the inner sense. On the internet, I mean, it's the light that lighteth every soul that comes into embodiment. And that infinite, eternal light, you know, the spirit that matters on earth as it is in heaven, cosmos at large, is now challenging the dark side, deep state with conscious evolution, revolution, revelations. So it goes with the territory. You know, we're the initiation of Aquarius. I refer to it as Aquarian Spring. You know, this 10-year, the 2020s, you know, it's like the initiation of Aquarius. And we love the light, you know, of freedom and opportunity, especially when it's very clear we're on the threshold of losing it. So here's some food for thought for those who are truly thoughtful. It's the sermon that YouTube censored by, you know, Reverend Chuck Baldwin. And Chuck Baldwin, he just really nails it. And he's saying, as kind of a warning more than anything, that the freedom of speech is dead, freedom of religion is dead, freedom of assembly is dead, the First Amendment is dead. Today, any speech, any gathering, any religious teaching that is not sanctioned by the state is verboten. It's, you know, it'll get censored. So it had to get this dark, you know, as in unabashed tyranny, before enough good people would wake up, wise up, and rise up to claim the victory of global evolution, revolution, revelations, and higher consciousness. And it's healthy to laugh at the craziness. And so I've got, you know, one of these amazing videos called Waken, the channel on YouTube is called Awaken with JP. He hasn't been censored yet because I think he's so crazy funny the way he does it that they have not censored him. And this video he's done here, it's a short video. It's called Gun Control is Here, Everything You Need to Know. And he makes a real joke out about this whole issue of how they're trying to, you know, take the guns. He uses a lot of satire and humor, but, you know, the good thing to remember that it's all in divine order. Self-delusion is the problem. It's the ego that maintains the separation, the soul that knows better, and the divinity that calls us home. That's a quote by Christine Page, MD. I provide a reference on that. We can read more about her. Keep in mind that the veil is thinning and the hosts of heaven are stepping through the veil, shining through the 3D egoic self-delusion. Given pure intention and focused attention on the co-creation process with love retention for conscious ascension in the fifth dimension of enlightened full-spectrum comprehension. The brilliant visionary Buckminster Fuller called this process comprehensive anticipatory design science, and Walt Disney simply called it Imagineering. Look at all he created. So love is the master's key to our global co-creation destiny. Net reality is what co-creation does. Net reality, global net reality is what global co-creation does. As we become conscious of how we are conscious, with Web 3.0 hardware, cyberethics, light language, general enlightenment upgrades the web of light, and very bright net reality will consequently thrive at the heart of the internet. Vision of what I'm referencing there, there's some links involved with hardware and a light language that goes into this. Folks, you know that I do a lot of these compendiums with light and love on the front end, the back end, and in the middle I get into deep state stuff. I call it a love sandwich, you know, so that basically you can chew on the deep heavy stuff with enough digestive enzymes and enlightenment to process through it. Excuse me. So that's pretty much, I'm going to wrap it up early today. I want to thank everyone for listening. It's an it's an amazing time right now. We got a lot of stuff going on in the world besides what I've reported on, but I've tried to hit some of the keynote highlights, some of the big tests, some of the videos of the week. If not, this one references the video of the year. So hopefully you've heard something today that sparks your conscience and awakens your part in the global revolution in higher consciousness that is accelerating with Aquarian Spring. So keep the faith, see the good, and have a great full moon Wesak meditation and celebration. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There's a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense. And it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule law language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change, only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. the best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love and action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love and man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where lightworkers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.